KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, it's time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County and all the different trails activities going on. And there is a lot to talk about today. There is so much going on. Emily Sinkhorn is our co-host today, and we also have Denise Newman from RCAA. She is the project's coordinator. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Alrighty, so let me just kind of outline some of the stuff that we're going to be going over. This past weekend, there was a couple of big events that we talked about, the Cooper Gulch Plan and Play Day. That happened. We also had the Chigacho Trail Grand Opening. That took place, and we'll look into that. But coming up this weekend, we've got the Explore the Coast event happening on the Hikshari Trail. So we probably ought to touch on that, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
So RCAA was awarded a state coastal conservancy grant through their Explore the Coast program. This is our third year in a row.
Woo-hoo!
That we're able to offer this event. Essentially, we went after this funding after we helped to implement the Hikshari Trail segment mm-hmm. of the Eureka Waterfront Trail. And we wanted a way to promote that segment and give it some publicity and get people down to explore this hidden coastal resource that's just tucked behind 101 and the Bayshore Mall. And this is the third year in a row that we're able to get folks down there for a fun day.
Fantastic. And let's talk about some of the things people can expect to be doing.
So it's this coming Sunday. It's from 12 until 4, and you can roller skate. The city of Eureka takes out their roller skates that are usually, I believe, their houses at the Beauty. That's the building. And they take them on road, I guess. And so it's pretty fun. You can roller skate the trail. All the rentals are free. There will be a kayaking and potentially some paddle boarding with center activities. And that's going to be exciting in the Aquatic Center. There's going to be open-air painting, plein air, it's called, with Gary Bloomfield, who
nice.
Is the region's go-to for fabulous painting. And some of other folks that do open-air painting will come down for the event as well, which will be lovely to have a bunch of easels set up and see some work in action.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole host of natural resource-based agencies that will offer activity stations, including Friends of the Dunes and Fish and Wildlife, and Audubon will be there, and Friends of Arcata Marsh, and the U.S. Yeah, so there'll be a lot of natural resource agencies that'll have some super fun activities for kids to get engaged with.
Absolutely.
And Discovery Museum, too, will be there.
Wow, a lot of stuff. And we also have the PSA that was put together. You may have heard that. Let's go ahead and play that. It's only 30 seconds. Let's just give that a play right now.
Hi, I'm Talia. Bring the family down to the Hikshari Trail for the third annual Explore the Coast Day coming up on Sunday, October 9th from 12 to 4. Paddle a boat, roller skate, paint, or join one of the many nature activities in this beautiful tucked away part of Humboldt Bay. Don't forget to get your popsicle for participating. All activities are free. See you on the Hikshari Trail for some exploring fun on Sunday, October 9th. Meet at Hilfiker Lane and 101 Eureka. More info at rcaa.org.
Very cute.
From the mouths of babes, right?
There you go.
I'm 11 and a half year old, so she does it every year.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Yeah, we've had so many people come out the first 2 years of mm-hmm. this event that I think this is going to be a great turnout. And again, just it's amazing how many free activities there are for kind of all ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The neat thing about this segment of, or this section, I should say, of Humboldt Bay, the Elk River, is that it seems that no matter what the tide is, high or low, it's accessible by boat. And there's some cool sand shoals that you can check out. Those are just little sand islands. And there's all these little alcoves along the sand spit that you can kind of pull your boat up to and hop out and explore a little bit. There's even a part of the sand spit called the isthmus, which is essentially where like big storm waves in the winter would crash over this little kind of thinner neck part. So there's all these neat spots to explore, and it's pretty tide independent. The low tide that day will be right at 12:30, and that's at a 3.4-foot tide. And so that's kind of a neat opportunity to get out and see what's called the rack line. I like the rack line. That's the kind of what I call the bathtub ring along the shore that's left over from the high tide, all the kind of detritus and debris that the tide brings in. You can kind of pick through that and explore some cool things like wash up in the eelgrass beds and such.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, of course, the Hikshari Trail is just one piece of what will be the entire Eureka Waterfront Trail. And, of course, some very good news on that just made the news recently. We talked about it on its way, but it's now official with the funding that has been put in place for the next phase of the Eureka Waterfront Trail, which is very exciting.
It is really exciting.
1.5-mile segment of it.
And it's exciting that if you go down to the Hikshari Trail, you can see some of the new phase construction happening right now. And it is the city's thinking that the next phase of the trail to get from the Hikshari Trail all the way to Del Norte Street will be done at the end of the month.
That's exciting. That's amazing.
You know, this fall, you're going to be able to ride or roll or walk a lot more further lengths along the Eureka Waterfront.
It's really exciting. It's so wonderful to see this coming to fruition so quickly. And that's one of the nice things about this weekend's event is there's a lot of people, because it is, Hikshari Trail is really tucked away. If you don't know it's there, you'd never find it. I mean, it's tucked away right there on the waterfront. It's a beautiful spot. And it is a great place for doing some art. There's some beautiful scenery there. And if you've never checked out the Hikshari, which will be the first piece of the entire Eureka Waterfront Trail, this is a great chance to see it in person.
Yeah. So you can turn at Hillfiker, I've heard it called, Pipe on 101. And or Truesdale's another access area. Mm-hmm. And this is the gateway to the Elk River Wildlife Sanctuary. And so it is. It's a pretty special area with some really neat resources. We are actually also part of this grant is to develop a trail quest. Have you covered quests yet before, Cliff? Program?
I don't know if we have.
That might be a nice thing to connect with. Humboldt County Office of Education has a program called Redwood Adventures, and they're spearheading this regional effort. I feel like there's like a dozen and a half quests that are out there, mostly at regional natural resources agencies most might have them, like Friends of the Dunes you can do one there, and Sequoia Park, and Headwaters, and up through the national parks as well. And it's an opportunity to hike along the trails with your family or with your friends. It's about a 1-2-mile loop, and you follow essentially like a guided scavenger hunt. And there's all these clues in the landscape that you follow, and it culminates with a clue that's usually a little placard that's maybe tucked underneath a bench or somewhere, and you get that clue word, and then they tell you who to call or where to go, and you get a reward, which is a patch.
Nice.
And so kids are just wild for these patches, and so HCOE sends out the patches if the ages, depending on who has the patches. But
fantastic. Kind of sounds like a nature-oriented Pokemon Go.
It kind of is, like a geocaching meets Pokemon Go,
yeah.
Our natural and cultural heritage. So the Hikshari Trust will soon feature its own quest and just join the legion of quests that are kind of popping up in our region, which are super fun. And we're partnering with Eureka High School.
East Lab.
East Lab is going to be doing some work for us as well on this grant. And then, so this is going to be a fun thing. It'll be out summer of 2017. So look out for a new quest in the city of Eureka.
Nice. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think the really cool thing about the quests is that you don't have to necessarily plan ahead or have the right technology. You can just go and get the brochure and have an awesome scavenger hunt and get a cool reward at the end.
Yeah, it's a super fun thing to do, a great way to explore your local resources. And I think also they'll probably be digitally accessible as well, so that you could just download it, maybe through, I think, the HCOE's website. That's the County Office of Ed. So Redwood Adventures. Can I talk about one other piece of this grant?
Yes.
So one other piece of this Explore the Coast grant, which is the event we talked about and this quest we just talked about, the last component of it is what are called, they're launching a mobile web application for that's going to run the whole length of the California Coastal Trail, and that's the trail from Oregon to Mexico. I believe it's about 65% continuous at this point. Maybe those numbers, if you have any later data, Emily, pipe in. But I believe it's about 65% completion. Anyway, we happen to have segments that run right through our area. So the Eureka Waterfront Trail is part of the California Coastal Trail, as is the Hammond Coastal Trail. And so I am going to be developing 10 what are called data points for their new application. They're going to be little video shorts, little video clips. So when you go to that location, you can download it. I'm not sure the particulars yet, how to access it through the app or if it links to YouTube or what. But and the Eureka High School students, the film and media class, are going to be doing the one through Eureka Waterfront Trail, which will highlight the natural and cultural aspects of the trail environment. And then hopefully Humboldt State University film and media class, I haven't secured that yet, will be doing the Hammond Coastal Trail ones. So that's super, super cool to get the local students involved in the project.
And it's great to have local students and our kind of some of our key, like some of the coolest areas along the coast, a part of a statewide initiative to help people get outside along the coast, understand more about its natural resources. And I think this is going to be great for both visitors and people who live here alike.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a great way to impart some of those messages about, you know, what makes these places so unique and special,
mm-hmm.
For folks to learn a little bit more about it, and then getting a whole new wave of the next generation engaged in that through the students, which I'm really excited about working with them.
Excellent. Now, before we run out of time, let's talk about the things that took place this last weekend, the Cooper Gulch Plan and Play Day and the Chicacho Trail Grand Opening. Emily, which do you want to talk about first?
Yeah, well, we could go in sort of chronological order. I mean, there is so much happening in, it's always September and October. There's so many great events, and we're all enjoying the time outside before the winter comes. So on this past Saturday, there's a collaboration between a grassroots community group, Cooper Gulch Common Grounds, and the City of Eureka. And they hosted a plan and play day with, it was an all-day event on Saturday at Cooper Gulch Park. And there was opportunities for like families to try out a lot of fun activities, but also to be able to give their feedback on how can we make Cooper Gulch Park even more welcoming and inviting and connected to the nearby neighborhoods. So fortunately, over 500 people participated in a survey in the past few months to give input, and then this event in person allowed even more people to participate. And so it seems like the city is well on its way to being able to have a master plan for the park that really encompasses what the community would like to see.
Fantastic. And how well attended was it?
Well, there was I was in and out, so it seemed like people were coming throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
There were 7 hours of activities going on, so with music and volunteer opportunities, games, and so there was a lot going on.
I must say, I took the cemetery tour between 10 and 11. I think it's called the Myrtle Cemetery or Myrtle Ave Cemetery, and that's a fascinating resource. That was really neat to learn a little bit about who's there and their future plans for the cemetery, and kind of raising more awareness and getting more engagement from the community.
Yeah, I've driven past it many times and never actually seen anything about it. So is there anyone there that we should know about?
Yeah, I mean, all the big names, I think, are there, like Hubbard and testing my memory right now, Carson.
Dance.
There's mausoleums, and I didn't know what mausoleums were versus just in-the-ground burial, but
oh, yeah.
It's like for whole families to sort of like save on money and to be really efficient, you know, to have places so you don't have to keep like digging up, and I'm probably not doing that justice, the mausoleums, but there's some impressive structures, and yeah, hearing the stories of like how it was set up, and then also a lot of the stones have sunken in under the ground. There's a fantastic aerial that I saw that if you looked at it over now, you'd just see grass, and all these places were all, I guess, the marble or the stone have sunk down.
Wow.
So I'm trying to pitch to do an interpretive sign there to show this aerial and to talk a little bit about, you know, the cemetery and its heyday and stuff. But anyway, it was just one part of this play and plan day, which, you know, expands the Cooper Gulch resources to the community.
Interesting. Yeah, I've driven past it so many times, I never really gave it much thought. It's just kind of there.
Stay tuned. There's some plans coming.
Wow. Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Halloween is just around the corner. It might be a good time for it.
Exactly. exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Chigacho Trail opening.
Yeah, so there is a new neighborhood trail in McKinleyville, and so that is on the property of the McKinleyville Land Trust, and it's right behind Kmart and the Mill Creek Shopping Center and movie theater, and it's a great 3/4 mile crush shale, really great trail surface, and we had a grand opening on Sunday, and it was right as the rains stopped and the skies cleared, and over 100 people came out and really celebrated and took guided walks and really enjoyed the break in the weather.
Nice.
And so the trail is open from dawn to dusk now, and I think there's going to be a lot more people coming out there, and it connects to the McKinleyville Health Sport. And there's some great loops. There's an ADA accessible meadow loop that has one of the best views, I think, in the county and certainly in McKinleyville, looking southwest to see the bay and the Arcata Bottoms and the Mad River and the dunes and the ocean. It's a really cool place, and it is also one of those, like the Hikshari Trail, that's tucked away behind places that you might go pretty frequently, but you don't know there's this hidden gem right behind it.
Fantastic. Well, more and more and more. We're getting more trails here in Humboldt County. It's becoming more of the norm, and that is really exciting. I know every time something gets open like this, people really enjoy it, and it makes it makes the neighborhood just so much more accessible.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely. All righty. Well, we've covered a lot today. Is there anything else we need to touch on before we wrap this up?
No, this was a lot. Just want to say thank you, Denise Newbin from RCA, for joining us today and talking about all the Explore the Coast activities.
Yeah, let me give one last plug.
It's Please.
Sunday is our big event, and it's the 3rd annual Explore the Coast event down on the Hikshari Trail with free kayaking and roller skating and painting and nature activities and bring the whole family, fun for all ages. Hope to see you down there between 12 and 4.
Excellent. And I just checked the weather. It looks like it's probably going to be a pretty nice day, so it should be fine.
Great.
Yay. Alrighty. This conversation on Happy Trails will be podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to